said earlier in the season I would go with a six-man rotation. You know, because I would throw, since we're so left-handed, I would throw right in there and have his knuckleball mess up the hitting standards of the opposing team. But that's just me. In my game, my salary's not on the line, but that's what I would do from my perspective. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. Coming next, we have a fantastic Mother's Day program. Matter of fact, I was going to do two Mother's Day programs back to back because I pulled out so much great music out of the library. But I forgot. Found out at the last minute that the fall next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. So we're going to be bringing you back our series on the Holy Spirit entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit next Sunday, Lord willing. So we have two great programs lined up for you. And that Mother's Day program I'm going to do later on in the year, later on sometime this summer. And I'm still working on that schedule. And the following Sunday after that, I believe, is Memorial Day. And so we'll have a Memorial Day program. I haven't got a title on that one yet. But, hey, great music coming your way here on Sounds of Praise. So don't you change that dial. Okay, be back next Sunday, Lord willing. Hope to see you here. And if I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless. the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents a Sunday, May the 13th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. This Mother's Day edition is produced and hosted by evangelist and pastor teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, and this year's program is entitled Great Women of Gospel Music. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love. We thank you, Lord, for all these women who you used down through the centuries to mother us and bring us to the place where we could come to faith and trust in you. We pray you would reward them mightily, wonderfully, for their tremendous work that they accomplished, Lord, for in our lives and for your honor, glory, and praise. We dedicate this program to them and to those who may have passed off the scene. We pray that their children will remember how wonderfully they've been blessed by those mothers. And we pray, O Lord, that even the mothers of the church and others who are potential mothers, future mothers, we pray, O God, that you would minister powerfully in their lives as well. We thank you for all you're going to accomplish this day in Jesus' blessed name, and for his praise and for his glory. And let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen. We'll be right back.
Oh, I don't mind though. Just glad to be free. You know what I'm saying?
Pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind. Thought I'd
It's 5:24 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, May the 13th, Mother's Day edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Our program entitled today is Great Women of Gospel Music. We began with our program theme, Kirk Whalum, Kenneth Whalum, and Hugh Whalum with Fit to Battle. Becky White in the GMWA Women of Worship followed with This is the Day, our new day theme. Mary Mary were next with Shackles Praise You. And we concluded with the McClurkin Project and We Praise You. That's what we do here on Sounds of Praise. We give God praise. He is worthy of all our praise. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today because of the nature of our program. We're dedicating it to mothers, so we got a lot of great music. You'd like to dedicate something to your mother, whether she's alive or not, or a spiritual mother, someone who has ministered to you. We'd be glad to do that for you. We have tremendous music lined up here on this program. As I said during the sports program, I pulled out so much great music. We're going to have another tribute to great women of gospel music sometime later on this year, Lord willing. And I'm working on that schedule. Next Sunday is Pentecost Sunday. So we're going to be having a special Pentecost program next Sunday entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. The following Sunday is Memorial Day Sunday, so we're going to have a Memorial Day tribute that following Sunday as well. So that will take us through the month of May. Haven't got titles, I haven't pulled music for those programs as yet, but we're working on that, so you keep us in your prayers. Okay, 5:26 here on WMFO in Medford, 48, rainy, chilly degrees outside our studio. We're going to bring you that weather update a little later on in the program, sometime around 6:30. So you stay tuned for that. You know how to dress for today's events. And from what I understand, I guess all of our Mother's Day tributes are going to have to be done indoors. We're going to have rainy, chilly weather throughout most of this day. But mother doesn't mind, just as long as you remember her and give her the honor that she's due. I know she's going to be satisfied. Okay, I am not a mother, but I've had a mother, thank God, and I knew one of my grandmothers. My other maternal grandmother passed away either before I was born or when I was very young, and I have a wife who's the mother of my two sons, so I know it's not easy being a mother. And as a minister, I know a lot of what other mothers' ghosts have gone through or going through, and if you're in that condition, we're here to encourage you. We're going to begin with Kurt Carr and the Singers, along with Sharon Bennett and Tisa Willis, and the song is entitled I Almost Let Go. Yes, the tests and trials that moms go through, sometimes they just want to throw up they could just throw up their hands and quit. But mothers who know God, mothers who are in the gospel, they can receive from him exactly what they need so they can continue to hold on and press on for the victory that he has for them. Kurt Carr and the Singers, Sharon Bennett and Tisa Willis, I almost, and the key word is almost, let go. There's a message in the music.
This song says God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunch anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me. Get a witness in here.
So I wouldn't let go.
I almost gave up.
I almost gave up. I was right at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see it.
God's mercy kept me.
God's mercy.
Can I get a witness in here that knows about God's grace? So I'm here today.
So I'm here today because God kept me. I'm alive today.
Only because of His grace.
Only because of His grace. Oh, He kept me.
Come on, hunt somebody next to you. Tell them, I was really down. The devil really had me. But God's mercy kept me. I'm here tonight because of God's mercy. Come on now, just thank Him. Just thank Him.
I almost let go.
Car and the Singers, Sharon Bennett and Tisa Willis. I almost let go. David said in the Psalms that you sometimes will look around for someone to help you through your difficult times. You can't find a human being who will be able or willing to help you. And so therefore, you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. This is Sherry Jones Moffitt here on Sounds of Praise.
Yourself in the Lord.
Yeah. Sherry Jones Moffitt, and encourage yourself. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemy, even though we're believers in Christ. If we don't continue to live by faith, our initial faith can prove to be limited. But God wants us to, during our various difficult times, recognize that He is able to break every chain that the devil would seek to put upon us. Tasha Cobbs, here on Sounds of Praise.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Come on, Tim, say. There is power in the name of Jesus. Oh, there is power in the name of Jesus. Chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, to break every chain, break every chain.
That's it, there is power.
There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain. Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it to me.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Joshua Cobbs here on Sounds of Praise. And this Mother's Day, as we feature ministry to the great women of gospel music, and out there to all mothers, potential mothers, spiritual mothers, hold on. You know, even though you claim the victory over the situation you're going through, the devil doesn't give up easy. You gotta hold on. The chains may be falling spiritually, but until they fall physically, you just got to hold on. You got to keep holding on. Dorinda Clark Cole, encourage us here in the Lord on Sounds of Praise.
Here it is, y'all. Some of y'all been waiting on this song. We're gonna go back a little bit. Song we used to sing in the choir. Say, got to hold on. Some of y'all remember that. Come on, help me.
They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to I'm growing more and more each day. There were many that started out with me, but now they've gone astray. Ooh, but I'm still